大家好，今天是3月25号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普停止使用"中国病毒"这个词，并且呼吁各界不要因为新冠病毒而歧视亚裔美国人。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
在新型冠状病毒的疫情在美国蔓延开来之后呢，特朗普总统一直是以新冠病毒或者是冠状病毒来称呼这次的疫情。那白宫成立的这个处理的小组呢，也是叫做冠状病毒工作小组。但是呢，在这个中国外交部的发言人赵立坚在推特上表示说呢，这个是美军把病毒带到武汉之后，那特朗普总统就改口把这个病毒的名称叫做中国病毒，那因此呢也招来了一些批评。特朗普总统呢，则是坚称，他说呢，他这样的说法并不是出自于种族歧视，那是因为呢，这个病毒的确来自于中国。另外一方面，也是因为他说中国官员说美军把病毒带到这个武汉，这样的说法是不可以被接受的。不过呢，特朗普总统在3月23号之后，他在当时的白宫的这个背景简报会上呢，他却停止使用中国病毒这个字，只单纯的用病毒两个字来形容这个冠状病毒。那么同时的特朗普总统也强调说，美国的这些的亚裔美国人呢，他们并没有错，这个病毒并不是他们散播的，呼吁大众要停止歧视。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫的时候是怎么说的。
To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives, many, many lives. It's very important that we totally protect ourAsian American community in the United States and all around the world. They're amazing people, and the spreading of the virus is not their fault in any way, shape, or form. They're working closely with us to get rid of it. We will prevail together. It's very important. We also have a large team working on what the next steps will be once the medical community gives a region the okay, meaning the okay to get going, to get back. Let's go to work.Our country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting, a lot sooner. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
此外，特朗普总统呢，他在推特上也表示，有可能这个为了要刺激经济而让这个宣布的措施呢来放松。那么他说，他的推文说呢，我们不能够让治愈的方法比问题本身还要严重。那么在15天的期限结束之后，我们将就我们希望如何走做出决定。那么白宫首席经济顾问库德洛呢，在3月24号星期二在白宫接受访问的时候，针对特朗普总统想要重启经济活动，也表达了他的看法。我们来看一下白宫首席经济顾问库德洛是怎么说的。
If we can target zones where the virus is less prevalent, things are safe, we're not abandoning the health professionals' advice, but there is a clamor to try to reopen the economy and perhaps I'll call it less of a shut-in. And so that's one piece that's yet to be determined, but it's one piece that's being looked at.We still going to need the assistance because in the next week or two or three, you're still going to have a lot of hot zones. You're still going to have shut-ins. There's no miracle here. We're not just, you know, flipping a switch. So the assistance is so vital. Let me tell you, it's $2 trillion program and $4 trillion of lending power from the Fed.That's a $6 trillion package.
此外，同样在星期二呢，特朗普总统下午在这个接受福克斯新闻网的这个访问的时候呢，他在上面要同时继续的表示说，他认为说现在他希望这个人们能够回去工作，那并且呢能够有做出正确的判断，也就是说他对于这个重启开始一些经济活动呢，还是抱持一个乐观的态度。此外，我们也看到呢，在星期一的晚上，这个德州的副州长帕特里克。他在福克斯新闻网上也呼吁应该让大家重新开始工作。他说呢，像他这样子70几岁的人可以照顾自己，呼吁说呢，不要牺牲国家。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统签署了一项行政命令，禁止囤积物资和哄抬物价的行为。他还表示正在制定其他的措施，帮助企业尽快重开。来看报道。
这项行政命令授权美国政府直接打击囤积者。政府已认定某些医疗用品为稀缺物品，可能会因为囤积或恶意提价而受到威胁。这些囤积者可能威胁这些医疗用品的供应。
And that means it will be a crime to stockpile these items in excessive quantities, which is happening to a relatively small degree, we think, but nevertheless, it's happening. We can't let it happen. And we can't let them resell them at excessive prices, which some people are doing. Very simply, we will not allow anyone to exploit the suffering of American citizens for their own profit.
如果有人将指定供应品囤积超过被认为是个人或商业使用合理的程度，可受到刑事起诉。司法部长巴尔在星期一晚间的白宫新闻发布会上对记者说，政府还没有指定任何物品，但关于囤积和恶意抬价的调查已经开始。
I want to stress that we're not talking about consumers or businesses stockpiling supplies for their own operations. We're talking about people hoarding these goods and materials on an industrial scale for the purpose of manipulating the market and ultimately deriving windfall profits. If you have a big supply of toilet paper in your house, this is not something you have to worry about.But if you are sitting on a warehouse with masks, surgical masks, you will be hearing a knock on your door.
在新闻发布会上，特朗普总统还说，政府正在制定接下来的措施，为一旦医学界决定不需要继续当前程度的保持社交距离，企业和其他方面的社会生活重新开始做准备。
America will again and soon be open for business.Very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. A lot sooner. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening.
他说时间框架将比一些人建议的3-4个月快得多。
I'm not looking at months, I can tell you right now. We're going to be opening up our country, and we're going to be watching certain areas, and we're going to be practicing everything that, that Deborah's referring to right here. I mean, we're going to be watching this very closely, but you can't keep it closed for the next, for years, okay? This is going away. We're going to win the battle, but we also have, you have tremendous responsibility. We have jobs. We have people get tremendous anxiety and depression, and you have suicides over things like this. When you have terrible economies, you have death definitely would be in far greater numbers than the numbers that we're talking about with regard to the virus. So we have an obligation. We have a double obligation.
美国之音电视报道，
美国的经济受到新冠疫情冲击，国会连日来积极协商，希望尽快达成经济纾困措施。详细情况，我们请美国之音国会记者李毅华为我们介绍。
美国国会过去几天密集的开会协商，希望能够尽快的出台经济纾困措施，帮助美国民众度过在新冠病毒疫情之下受到严重冲击的美国经济。参议院星期一晚间一直到晚上9点多才结束会议。参议院少数党领袖舒默星期一晚间发表声明称，他一直到晚上才结束和美国财政部长姆努钦的会议，双方进行了良好的讨论，在许多方面都取得了进展，也缩小了双方的分歧。即使院会结束，议员们仍然会持续的努力来进行讨论。多数党领袖麦康奈尔星期一也在院会发言称，目前美国国会的当务之急就是要尽快的出台经济纾困措施，来帮助美国各个产业所面临的困境。来听听他怎么说。
The eyes of the nation are on the Senate. For days now, we've been engaged in intense bipartisan talks to build.Emergency relief legislation on an historic scale to push resources to our healthcare heroes and American workers and families. Democrats and Republicans sat down together. We crafted this version of the proposal together. This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars to hospitals and healthcare providers. It would send direct checks to millions of American households, direct checks. It would massively expand unemployment insurance in this crisis. It would stabilize industries to prevent mass layoffs. And crucially, it would deliver historic relief to small businesses to help Main Street employees from being totally crushed by this pandemic.
除此之外，在参议院当中已经有了第一位确诊感染新冠病毒的联邦参议员，来自肯塔基州的共和党联邦参议员兰德保罗，在他的推特上写道：“他已经确诊感染新冠病毒，不过他感觉很好，目前正在隔离当中。”保罗参议员还说，他没有任何症状，也没有接触过任何已知的新型冠状病毒携带者。不过由于他旅行和活动频繁，他是出于谨慎而来进行检测。不过呢，保罗参议员上个星期五还参加了投票，并且呢，与其他的国会议员共进午餐。目前呢，由他州的两位共和党联邦参议员都已经表示曾经与保罗参议员有过接触而宣布自行隔离。以上是美国之音记者李一华、钟瑞哲在国会的电视报道。美国国务卿蓬佩奥近日访问阿富汗，挽救美国与塔利班达成的历史性协议。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
阿富汗的和平进程由于政治动荡而停滞不前。为了挽救几个星期前美国与塔利班所达成的历史性协议，美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期一抵达阿富汗进行雪峰式的访问，而这场访问呢，之前并未对外公布行程。蓬佩奥此行与宣布连任的阿富汗总统加尼以及不承认大选结果的阿富汗政府首席执行官阿卜杜拉会晤。 互为竞争对手的两名阿富汗领导人之前各自举行了就职仪式，宣誓就任总统。这使得阿富汗官方代表与塔利班谈判的计划陷入混乱，也让正在考虑如何推进与塔利班和平协议的美国陷入两难的境地。蓬佩奥之后发表声明说，美国对于两人未能就如何组建新的政府管理机构达成协议，深为遗憾。 美国表示，由于这两位政敌没有办法解决政治争端，美国正在削减对阿富汗的10亿美元经济援助。另外，在新冠病毒继续快速蔓延期间，大部分的工作人员以及这两位阿富汗领导人各自的幕僚在与美方的会晤当中呢，也戴着口罩。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
尽管中国各地陆续复工，新冠肺炎的疫情仍在发展。这场疫情对您的家人、生活和工作计划带来什么样的冲击和影响？您所在的社区和城市目前疫情如何？欢迎您通过电邮将您录制的音频、视频或文字图片跟我们分享。我们的电邮是 mystory@voanews.com，mystory@voanews.com。
也欢迎您留下您的联系方式，我们的记者会尽快与您联系。还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线。
快去免费下载新版本吧。美国国防部长埃斯珀表示，美国军方正准备在纽约、洛杉矶和西雅图部署野战医院，帮助抗击新冠疫情。我们来看报道。星期一，美国海军医疗船“仁慈号”从圣迭戈出发，船上配备近900名工作人员，他们将照料非新冠病毒患者，让当地医护人员能治疗更多感染这种病毒的病患。 仁慈号预计本周晚些时候抵达洛杉矶港。国防部长埃斯珀在新闻发布会上说，美国海军医疗船“安慰号”还需要几周时间才能抵达纽约市照料病患。这么一来，当地医院将能腾出病床，更好地治疗感染新冠病毒的患者。
In the next couple of weeks, our other hospital ship, the Comfort, will head to New York City for the same purpose. The crew and staff are already making the necessary preparations for the upcoming mission.
埃斯珀表示，除了洛杉矶和纽约市之外，还希望将野战医院送到西雅图。
此外，在经过确认后，他们还考虑将医院部署到其他地方，并在必要时继续提醒各单位做好部署准备，然后适当的部署他们。而在有关新冠病毒对美国军事准备的影响方面，埃斯珀表达了信心。
As this virus ramps up and spreads, we'll obviously see more and more impact of persons in our ranks. I'm confident that while it may have some impact on readiness, it will not affect our ability to conduct our national security missions, both at home and abroad. So I'm very confident in terms of, again, the fitness, the health of our force, and the commander's ability to make sure they manage our resources and our people.
美国之音电视报道。
纽约州州长库莫表示，将建立四个临时医院，收治感染新冠病毒的纽约居民。我们请美国之音记者莫宇为我们介绍。
纽约州州长科莫宣布，已经准备好让美国陆军工程兵部队立即开始在该州的四处地点改建临时医院，以便应对该州不断增长的感染新冠病毒的患者数量。此外，纽约大学朗格尼医学中心和曼哈顿的贝尔维尤医院也准备就绪。位于曼哈顿中城的贾维茨会议中心是被选定的一处用于改建成临时医院的场所。州长科莫在星期一的记者会上公布了相关细节。他说，联邦紧急事务管理署还将在这个会展中心建四个临时医疗设施。
What we're doing here at the Javits Center is constructing four emergency hospitals, federal emergency hospitals.Each one will have a capacity of about 250 people. You put the four together, that's 1,000 people. That is being done on the main showroom floor above us. The construction will start this week. We'll hope to have the construction done in about a week to 10 days and have that capacity set up. Besides those 1,000 units,which are designed to provide a backfill for the hospitals. So to free beds in the hospitals, we'll be using these 1,000 emergency beds. We're also seeing if we can construct an additional 1,000 beds for medical care, but a lighter level of medical care than most hospitals.So we could get a 2,000 bed capacity in this facility.
科莫还要求纽约州各医院从星期三开始取消所有非必要和非紧急手术，以便帮助扩大医院收治新冠患者的能力。截至目前，纽约州新冠确诊病例已超2万例，纽约市超过 1.3 万例。科莫在记者会上表示，纽约州正在解决医疗物资不足的问题，但是仍然可能将面临床位的短缺。
The immediate problem in New York City were the supplies, the masks, the gowns, etc. We've been working very hard to find and buy supplies all across the globe. I believe we have enough capacity for the entire state, including New York City, for the immediate future. But,The main issue is we have 53,000 hospital beds. We are projecting a possible need of 110,000 beds.
随着美国新冠病毒确诊人数的不断激增，医疗系统承压和床位数不够是一些人担忧的问题。美国维吉尼亚急救中心主治医师金春飞认为，美国的应急储备资源和动员调动能力能用于应对疫情。他还指出，美国收治重症病人的 ICU 床位较为充足。
在中国呢，每十万个人里面 ICU 的每十万人里面 ICU 床位数是 3.6， 那在意大利呢是 12.5， 在美国呢是 34.7， 也就相当于是中国的十倍。因为真正跟死亡这个相关的，其实还主要最主要的还是 ICU 的床位数量，所以这方面的话，其实美国的医疗资源还是相对来说是比较充分的。还有一个呢，除了这些方面，还有就是整个社会上面的，就是比如说大家关心的呼吸机啊，然后口罩啊，防护用品啊，其实在动员之后呢，美国的这些物资的话就会可以很快的进入生产，应该是需要一点时间，但是一定会就是在最合适的时候会到位的。
目前，美国许多私人公司已经宣布扩大产能或者改建生产线， 以便帮助提高应对疫情所需的呼吸机、口罩等防护用品的供应。特朗普总统星期二在推特上说，联邦官员已经为纽约市采购了400台呼吸机，并且正在帮助各州获得所需的防护设备。不过他说，这并非易事。美国之音墨语综合报道。
越来越多的美国人因为新冠疫情的威胁而待在家中，他们正在学着适应新的生活方式。来看报道。
餐馆空无一人，平日里人们喜爱光顾的博物馆、电影院和其他受欢迎的地方也都不见人影，这都是新冠病毒的威胁造成的。因此，华盛顿地区的居民都在准备待在家中。
Just checking out the grocery store. I try to just take exactly what we need and no more because got to make sure to leave something for everybody and making the best of what we have.
I don't want to clean out the store and other people will need things too. So trying to be reasonable about it.
I stocked up and have about 14 days worth of things that I think I would need to support myself if I got ill.
对于亨利和杰克罗森尼克来说，储备烈酒也很重要。
We're buying alcohol in case we get quarantined, and we heard that the Pennsylvania government had closed all the state liquor stores, so we figured get while the getting's good.
对于烈酒商店老板马尔基特·辛格来说，这是个好消息，最近的销售额有所增长。
People are working from home. Obviously, they need some reason to be stay happy at home, and they're buying little extra booze.
安愿意和家人一起安度美好的时光。
Trying to spend the time being outside as much as possible. We've been cooped up all day and inside the house, and so we are coming out to the park.
I'm enjoying spending more time with my pet.
这个叫哈尼，那个叫泰迪。
He's just a gorgeous guy. You know what I mean? Just getting out for some fresh air in the springtime.
I love making cupcakes.
索菲亚·潘查尔正在充分利用自己不去校园上课的时间。
Now.I'm gonna make like an Easter scene of some bunnies, some grass.
他装饰蛋糕。
Hi, Abby.
跟朋友们用视频交流，跟妹妹茉莉待在一起。
I'm really happy because we get more time to spend with our family, and we've been bike riding down our alleyway, and then we've been doing a lot of crafts and we made cupcakes.
大人还是孩子？都经历着艰难的时刻，城市居民们在从容地面对这一切。
It's always pleasant to have a martini at the end of a stressful day and think about better times to come, which I'm thinking, I'm hoping are around the corner.
美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿发来的报道。
虽然各级政府并不鼓励人们出门，但是很多游客仍然不愿意错过观赏华盛顿樱花的机会。
To announce that I am declaring both a state of emergency.
新冠疫情影响下的美国首都华盛顿早已进入公共卫生紧急状态，涉及群体聚集的活动全部取消。通常很多旅游者出现的国家大草坪，只能见到零零星星的遛狗人和健身者。周边的博物馆全部关闭。百年历史的华盛顿樱花节今年为防控疫情也被迫取消。但不管有没有樱花节，樱花都照样盛开。从3月20号，也就是上周末开始，华盛顿纪念碑和潮汐湖边的樱花进入绽放高峰期。按照往年的经验，此时应该是人海与花海的交织，但今年的游客数量只有以往的零头。很难说游人之间保持的间隔全都达到了控制病毒传播所要求的6英尺，只能说跟从前的摩肩接踵相比，彼此之间还算拉开了距离。各级政府并不鼓励人们到现场赏樱，而是建议大家通过网络直播看看就好。相关部门采取了暂停地铁服务和临时交通管制等手段，以控制人群规模。
But yeah, the social distancing is not being enforced.
保持社交安全距离并没有很严格的执行。去看樱花的人有些疯狂，大家还是要听取建议，否则你们会给自己和他人带来风险。
只是对部分民众来说，他们无法抵御华盛顿樱花的吸引力。 在病毒的威胁和季节的享受之间被迫做出艰难的选择。这位拥有尼日利亚和美国双重国籍的基督教牧师希望从两件事情中间寻找平衡。
Local news, our government officials, to make sure we watching what is happening. I'm doing a video call to my saints, my brothers.
我通过视频告诉远在非洲的教友和亲朋说，保持社交安全距离非常重要，应该勤洗手。出门一定要非常小心，我们必须严肃看待这个时候，马虎不得。
They have to take this time very seriously.
美国之音记者方正，首都华盛顿采访报道。
纽约时装回收周期间，一些设计师高兴地向全世界展示如何回收利用旧衣服。
这些人几乎可以让任何东西恢复生机，像过时的牛仔裤、矮版的衣服、破旧的帆布手提袋，甚至汽车轮胎。
My necklace was made of tires, inner tub, recycled. So basically, you can touch it.
致力于可持续发展，再加上一点创造力。可以为任何衣柜增添情趣。
This was originally a blanket from the thrift store, and I bought it and I combined it into the clothes I already had at home. So I made these into the thrill pockets like a cowboy. 2968. That's the address of my house where I started my brand.
回收时装活动是纽约市卫生局和当地的时装设计师的联合倡议，主要目标是学习并教导别人可持续性，以及许多重新思考和回收我们已经拥有的东西的方法，用的都是最环保的方式。
What we're really trying to do here at the Department of Sanitation is connect the fashion industry and sort of young designers and talent and help them.Overcome our challenge of textile waste.
这个挑战的确令人生畏。根据一个叫做《平衡》The Balance 的刊物，美国人平均每年多购买62%的衣物，而保存时间大约是15年前的一半。慈善机构和二手商店无法消化所有这些旧衣物，因此大量被浪费掉。这个位于纽约市外的实验室，把纯棉制品的旧衣物变成新的东西。扣子、拉链和合成材料的衬里都被小心地拆掉，用特殊溶剂稀释纺织品的结构，然后用一个特别的转轮将生产的块状物变成新的纤维。
This fiber was made from 100% post-consumer cotton garment waste. These are the old T-shirts, socks that you think there's no value for. We basically liquefied them.And we turned them into a new fiber, and we can take this fiber, spin it into yarn, and make textiles.
斯特拉、麦卡特尼、阿迪达斯、李维斯这些大品牌使用的这种再生纤维来制作全新系列，较小品牌也找到有创意的回收使用方式。伊莎贝尔·瓦雷拉认为购买二手服装好处多，她曾经是个购物狂，但她的癖好导致她负债累累。瓦雷拉意识到这样对自己没有好处，所以他开始购买二手货。
Having a healthier relationship with clothing, so we do need clothing, and we do need a shop for basics, but it's behind. It's like go to thrift stores, swap shops, shop in your closet. It's to see what we already have.
评估、重新缝制、拼凑，这些是时装产业的最新趋势。有些衣物也许只能进填埋场，但更多衣物可以享有第二春。美国之音记者维什涅瓦，纽约报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。 今天是3月25号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普停止使用"中国病毒"这个词，并且呼吁各界不要因为新冠病毒而歧视亚裔美国人。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
在新型冠状病毒的疫情在美国蔓延开来之后呢，特朗普总统一直是以新冠病毒或者是冠状病毒来称呼这次的疫情。那白宫成立的这个处理的小组呢，也是叫做冠状病毒工作小组。但是呢，在这个中国外交部的发言人赵立坚在推特上表示说呢，这个是美军把病毒带到武汉之后，那特朗普总统就改口把这个病毒的名称叫做中国病毒，那因此呢也招来了一些批评。特朗普总统呢，则是坚称，他说呢，他这样的说法并不是出自于种族歧视，那是因为呢，这个病毒的确来自于中国。另外一方面，也是因为他说中国官员说美军把病毒带到这个武汉，这样的说法是不可以被接受的。不过呢，特朗普总统在3月23号之后，他在当时的白宫的这个背景简报会上呢，他却停止使用中国病毒这个字，只单纯的用病毒两个字来形容这个冠状病毒。那么同时的特朗普总统也强调说，美国的这些的亚裔美国人呢，他们并没有错，这个病毒并不是他们散播的，呼吁大众要停止歧视。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫的时候是怎么说的。
To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives, many, many lives. It's very important that we totally protect ourAsian American community in the United States and all around the world. They're amazing people, and the spreading of the virus is not their fault in any way, shape, or form. They're working closely with us to get rid of it. We will prevail together. It's very important. We also have a large team working on what the next steps will be once the medical community gives the region the okay, meaning the okay to get going, to get back. Let's go to work.Our country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting, a lot sooner. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
此外，特朗普总统呢，他在推特上也表示，有可能这个为了要刺激经济而让这个宣布的措施呢来放松。那么他是说，他的推文说呢，我们不能够让治愈的方法比问题本身还要严重。那么在15天的期限结束之后，我们将就我们希望如何走做出决定。那么白宫首席经济顾问库德洛呢，在3月24号星期二在白宫接受访问的时候，针对特朗普总统想要重启经济活动，也表达了他的看法。我们来看一下白宫首席经济顾问库德洛是怎么说的。
If we can target zones where the virus is less prevalent, things are safe, we're not abandoning the health professionals' advice, but there is a clamor to try to reopen the economy and perhaps I'll call it less of a shut-in. And so that's one piece that's yet to be determined, but it's one piece that's being looked at.We still gonna need the assistance because in the next week or two or three, you're still gonna have a lot of hot zones. You're still gonna have shut-ins. There's no miracle here. We're not just, you know, flipping a switch. So the assistance is so vital. Let me tell you, it's $2 trillion program and $4 trillion of lending power from the Fed.That's a $6 trillion package.
此外，同样在星期二呢，特朗普总统下午在这个接受福克斯新闻网的这个访问的时候呢，他在上面要同时继续的表示说，他认为说现在他希望这个人们能够回去工作，那并且呢能够有做出正确的判断，也就是说他对于这个重启开始一些经济活动呢，还是抱持一个乐观的态度。此外，我们也看到呢，在星期一的晚上，这个德州的副州长帕特里克。他在福克斯新闻网上也呼吁应该让大家重新开始工作。他说呢，像他这样子70几岁的人可以照顾自己，呼吁说呢，不要牺牲国家。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统签署了一项行政命令，禁止囤积物资和哄抬物价的行为。他还表示正在制定其他的措施帮助企业尽快重开。来看报道。
这项行政命令授权美国政府直接打击囤积者。政府已认定某些医疗用品为稀缺物品，可能会因为囤积或恶意提价而受到威胁。这些囤积者可能威胁这些医疗用品的供应。
And that means it will be a crime to stockpile these items in excessive quantities, which is happening to a relatively small degree, we think, but nevertheless, it's happening. We can't let it happen. And we can't let them resell them at excessive prices, which some people are doing. Very simply, we will not allow anyone to exploit the suffering of American citizens for their own profit.
如果有人将指定供应品囤积超过被认为是个人或商业使用合理的程度，可受到刑事起诉。司法部长巴尔在星期一晚间的白宫新闻发布会上对记者说，政府还没有指定任何物品，但关于囤积和恶意抬价的调查已经开始。
I want to stress that we're not talking about consumers or businesses stockpiling supplies for their own operations. We're talking about people hoarding these goods and materials on an industrial scale for the purpose of manipulating the market and ultimately deriving windfall profits. If you have a big supply of toilet paper in your house, this is not something you have to worry about. But if you are sitting on a warehouse with masks, surgical masks, you will be hearing a knock on your door.
在新闻发布会上，特朗普总统还说，政府正在制定接下来的措施，为一旦医学界决定不需要继续当前程度的保持社交距离，企业和其他方面的社会生活重新开始做准备。
America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than three or four months that somebody was suggesting.Lot sooner. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening.
他说，时间框架将比一些人建议的三四个月快得多。
I'm not looking at months, I can tell you right now. We're going to be opening up our country.And we're going to be watching certain areas, and we're going to be practicing everything that Deborah's referring to right here. I mean, we're going to be watching this very closely, but you can't keep it closed for the next, for years. Okay, this is going away. We're going to win the battle, but we also have, you have tremendous responsibility. We have jobs, we have people get...tremendous anxiety and depression and you have suicides over things like this when you have terrible economies you have death probably and I mean definitely would be in far greater numbers than the numbers that we're talking about with regard to the virus so we have an obligation we have a double obligation
美国之音电视报道
美国的经济受到新冠疫情冲击国会连日来积极协商希望尽快达成经济纾困措施详细情况我们请美国之音国会记者李一华为我们介绍
美国国会过去几天密集的开会协商希望能够尽快的出台经济纾困措施帮助美国民众度过在新冠病毒疫情之下受到严重冲击的美国经济参议院星期一晚间一直到晚上九点多才结束会议参议院少数党领袖舒默星期一晚间发表声明称他一直到晚上才结束和美国财政部长姆努钦的会议双方进行了良好的讨论在许多方面都取得了进展也缩小了双方的分歧即使院会结束议员们仍然会持续的努力来进行讨论多数党领袖麦康奈尔星期一也在院会发言称目前美国国会的当务之急就是要尽快的出台经济纾困措施来帮助美国各个产业所面临的困境来听听他怎么说
The eyes of the nation are on the Senate For days now we've been engaged in intense bipartisan talks to buildEmergency relief legislation on an historic scale to push resources to our healthcare heroes and American workers and families. Democrats and Republicans sat down together. We crafted this version of the proposal together. This compromise package would push tens of billions of dollars to hospitals and healthcare providers. It would send direct checks to millions of American households, direct checks. It would massively expand unemployment insurance in this crisis. It would stabilize industries to prevent mass layoffs. And crucially, it would deliver historic relief to small businesses to help Main Street employees from being totally crushed by this pandemic.
除此之外，在参议院当中已经有了第一位确诊感染新冠病毒的联邦参议员，来自肯塔基州的共和党联邦参议员兰德保罗在他的推特上写道，他已经确诊感染新冠病毒，不过他感觉很好，目前正在隔离当中。保罗参议员还说，他没有任何症状，也没有接触过任何已知的新型冠状病毒携带者，不过由于他旅行和活动频繁，他是出于谨慎而来进行检测。不过呢，保罗参议员上个星期五还参加了投票，并且呢，与其他的国会议员共进午餐。目前呢，犹他州的两位共和党联邦参议员都已经表示曾经与保罗参议员有过接触，而宣布自行隔离。以上是美国之音记者李一华、钟瑞哲在国会的电视报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥近日访问阿富汗，挽救美国与塔利班达成的历史性协议。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
阿富汗的和平进程由于政治动荡而停滞不前。为了挽救几个星期前美国与塔利班所达成的历史性协议，美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期一抵达阿富汗进行雪峰式的访问，而这场访问呢，之前并未对外公布行程。蓬佩奥此行与宣布连任的阿富汗总统加尼，以及不承认大选结果的阿富汗政府首席执行官阿卜杜拉会晤，互为竞争对手的两名阿富汗领导人之前各自举行了就职仪式，宣誓就任总统。这使得阿富汗官方代表与塔利班谈判的计划陷入混乱，也让正在考虑如何推进与塔利班和平协议的美国陷入两难的境地。蓬佩奥之后发表声明说，美国对于两人未能就如何组建新的政府管理机构达成协议深为遗憾。美国表示，由于这两位政敌没有办法解决政治争端，美国正在削减对阿富汗的10亿美元经济援助。另外，在新冠病毒继续快速蔓延期间，大部分的工作人员以及这两位阿富汗领导人各自的幕僚在与美方的会晤当中呢，也戴着口罩。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
尽管中国各地陆续复工，新冠肺炎的疫情仍在发展。这场疫情对您的家人、生活和工作计划带来什么样的冲击和影响？您所在的社区和城市目前疫情如何？欢迎您通过电邮将您录制的音频、视频或文字图片跟我们分享。我们的电邮是 mystory@voanews.com mystory@voanews.com 也欢迎您留下您的联系方式，我们的记者会尽快与您联系。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
美国国防部长埃斯珀表示，美国军方正准备在纽约、洛杉矶和西雅图部署野战医院，帮助抗击新冠疫情。我们来看报道。
星期一，美国海军医疗船仁慈号从圣迭戈出发，船上配备近900名工作人员，他们将照料非新冠病毒患者，让当地医护人员能治疗更多感染这种病毒的病患。仁慈号预计本周晚些时候抵达洛杉矶港。国防部长埃斯珀在新闻发布会上说，美国海军医疗船安慰号还需要几周时间才能抵达纽约市照料病患，这么一来，当地医院将能腾出病床，更好地治疗感染新冠病毒的患者。
In the next couple of weeks, our other hospital ship, the Comfort, will head to New York City for the same purpose. The crew and staff are already making the necessary preparations for the upcoming mission.
埃斯珀表示，除了洛杉矶和纽约市之外，还希望将野战医院送到西雅图。
此外，在经过确认后，他们还考虑将医院部署到其他地方，并在必要时继续提醒各单位做好部署准备，然后适当的部署他们。而在有关新冠病毒对美国军事准备的影响方面，埃斯珀表达了信心。
As this virus ramps up and spreads, we'll obviously see more and more impact of persons in our ranks. I'm confident that while it may have some impact on readiness, it will not affect our ability to conduct our national security missions.Both at home and abroad. So I'm very confident in terms of, again, the fitness, the health of our force, and the commander's ability to make sure they manage our resources and our people.
美国之音电视报道。
纽约州州长库莫表示，将建立四个临时医院，收治感染新冠病毒的纽约居民。我们请美国之音记者莫宇为我们介绍。
纽约州州长科莫宣布，已经准备好让美国陆军工程兵部队立即开始在该州的四处地点改建临时医院，以便应对该州不断增长的感染新冠病毒的患者数量。此外，纽约大学朗格尼医学中心和曼哈顿的贝尔维尤医院也准备就绪。位于曼哈顿中城的贾维茨会议中心是被选定的一处用于改建成临时医院的场所。州长科莫在星期一的记者会上公布了相关细节。他说，联邦紧急事务管理署还将在这个会展中心建四个临时医疗设施。
What we're doing here at the Javits Center is constructing four emergency hospitals, federal emergency hospitals. Each one will have a capacity of about 250 people. You put the four together, that's 1,000 people.That is being done on the main showroom floor above us. The construction will start this week. We'll hope to have the construction done in about a week to 10 days and have that capacity set up. Besides those 1,000 units, which are designed to provide a backfill for the hospitals. So,To free beds in the hospitals, we'll be using these 1,000 emergency beds. We're also seeing if we can construct an additional 1,000 beds for medical care, but a lighter level of medical care than most hospitals. So we could get a 2,000 bed capacity in this facility.
科莫还要求纽约州各医院从星期三开始取消所有非必要和非紧急手术，以便帮助扩大医院收治新冠患者的能力。截至目前，纽约州新冠确诊病例已超20,000例，纽约市超过1.3万例。科莫在记者会上表示，纽约州正在解决医疗物资不足的问题，但是仍然可能将面临床位的短缺。
The problem in New York City were the supplies, the masks, the gowns, etc. We've been working very hard to find and buy supplies all across the globe. I believe we have enough capacity for the entire state, including New York City, for the immediate future. But the main issue is we have 53,000 hospital beds.We are projecting a possible need of 110,000 beds.
随着美国新冠病毒确诊人数的不断激增，医疗系统承压和床位数不够是一些人担忧的问题。美国维吉尼亚急救中心主治医师金春飞认为，美国的应急储备资源和动员调动能力能用于应对疫情。他还指出，美国收治重症病人的 ICU 床位较为充足。
在中国呢，每10万个人里面 ICU 的每10万人里面 ICU 床位数是3.6，那在意大利呢是12.5，在美国呢是34.7，也就相当于是中国的10倍。因为真正跟死亡这个相关的，其实还主要最主要的还是 ICU 的床位数量，所以这方面的话，其实美国的医疗资源还是相对来说是比较充分的。还有一个呢，除了这些方面，还有就是整个社会上面的，就是比如说大家关心的呼吸机啊，然后口罩啊，防护用品啊，其实在动员之后呢，美国的这些物资的话就会可以很快的进入生产，也应该是需要一点时间，但是一定会就是在最合适的时候会到位的。
目前美国许多私人公司已经宣布扩大产能或者改建生产线， 以便帮助提高应对疫情所需的呼吸机、口罩等防护用品的供应。特朗普总统星期二在推特上说，联邦官员已经为纽约市采购了400台呼吸机，并且正在帮助各州获得所需的防护设备。不过他说，这并非易事。美国之音墨语综合报道。
越来越多的美国人因为新冠疫情的威胁而待在家中，他们正在学着适应新的生活方式。来看报道。
餐馆空无一人，平日里人们喜爱光顾的博物馆、电影院和其他受欢迎的地方也都不见人影，这都是新冠病毒的威胁造成的。因此，华盛顿地区的居民都在准备待在家中。
Just checking out the grocery store. I try to just take exactly what we need and no more because got to make sure to leave something for everybody and making the best of what we have.
I don't want to clean out the store and other people will need things too. So trying to be reasonable about it.
I stocked up and have about 14 days worth of things that I think I would need to support myself if I got ill.
对于亨利和杰克罗森尼克来说，储备烈酒也很重要。
We're buying alcohol in case we get quarantined, and we heard that the Pennsylvania government had closed all the state liquor stores, so we figured get while the getting's good.
对于烈酒商店老板马尔基特辛格来说，这是个好消息，最近的销售额有所增长。
People are working from home. Obviously, they need some reason to be stay happy at home, and they're buying little extra goods.
愿意和家人一起安度美好的时光。
Trying to spend the time being outside as much as possible. We've been cooped up all day and inside the house, and so we are coming out to the park.
I'm enjoying spending more time with my pet.
这个叫哈尼，那个叫泰迪。
He's just a gorgeous guy. You know what I mean? Just getting out for some fresh air in the springtime.
I love making cupcakes.
索菲亚·潘查尔正在充分利用自己不去校园上课的时间。
Now.I'm gonna make like an Easter scene of some bunnies, some grass.
他装饰蛋糕。
Hi, Abby.
跟朋友们用视频交流，跟妹妹茉莉待在一起。
I'm really happy because we get more time to spend with our family. And we've been bike riding down our alleyway. And then we've been doing a lot of crafts and we made cupcakes.
大人还是孩子，都经历着艰难的时刻。城市居民们在从容地面对这一切。
It's always pleasant to have a martini at the end of a stressful day and think about better times to come, which I'm thinking, I'm hoping are around the corner.
美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿发来的报道。
虽然各级政府并不鼓励人们出门，但是很多游客仍然不愿意错过观赏华盛顿樱花的机会。
To announce that I am declaring both a state of emergency.
新冠疫情影响下的美国首都华盛顿早已进入公共卫生紧急状态，涉及群体聚集的活动全部取消。通常很多旅游者出现的国家大草坪，只能见到零零星星的遛狗人和健身者。周边的博物馆全部关闭。百年历史的华盛顿樱花节今年为防控疫情也被迫取消。但不管有没有樱花节，樱花都照样盛开。从3月20号，也就是上周末开始，华盛顿纪念碑和潮汐湖边的樱花进入绽放高峰期。按照往年的经验，此时应该是人海与花海的交织，但今年的游客数量只有以往的零头。很难说游人之间保持的间隔全都达到了控制病毒传播所要求的6英尺，只能说跟从前的摩肩接踵相比，彼此之间还算拉开了距离。各级政府并不鼓励人们到现场赏樱，而是建议大家通过网络直播看看就好。相关部门采取了暂停地铁服务和临时交通管制等手段，以控制人群规模。
But yeah, the social distancing is not being enforced.
保持社交安全距离并没有很严格的执行。去看樱花的人有些疯狂，大家还是要听取建议，否则你们会给自己和他人带来风险。
只是对部分民众来说，他们无法抵御华盛顿樱花的吸引力。 在病毒的威胁和季节的享受之间被迫做出艰难的选择。这位拥有尼日利亚和美国双重国籍的基督教牧师希望从两件事情中间寻找平衡。
Local news, our government officials, to make sure we watching what is happening. I'm doing a video call to my saints, my brothers.
我通过视频告诉远在非洲的教友和亲朋说，保持社交安全距离非常重要，应该勤洗手，出门一定要非常小心。我们必须严肃看待这个时候，马虎不得。
They have to take this time very seriously.
美国之音记者方正，首都华盛顿采访报道。
纽约时装回收周期间，一些设计师高兴地向全世界展示如何回收利用旧衣服。
这些人几乎可以让任何东西恢复生机，像过时的牛仔裤、矮版的衣服、破旧的帆布手提袋，甚至汽车轮胎。
My necklace was made of tires, inner tub, recycled, so basically you can touch it.
致力于可持续发展，再加上一点创造力，可以为任何衣柜增添情趣。
This was originally a blanket from the thrift store, and I bought it and I combined it into the clothes I already had at home. So I made these into the thrill pockets like a cowboy. 2968. That's the address of my house where I started my brand.
回收时装活动是纽约市卫生局和当地的时装设计师的联合倡议，主要目标是学习并教导别人可持续性，以及许多重新思考和回收我们已经拥有的东西的方法，用的都是最环保的方式。
What we're really trying to do here at the Department of Sanitation is connect the fashion industry and sort of young designers and talent and help them.Overcome our challenge of textile waste.
这个挑战的确令人生畏。根据一个叫做《平衡》The Balance 的刊物，美国人平均每年多购买62%的衣物，而保存时间大约是15年前的一半。慈善机构和二手商店无法消化所有这些旧衣物，因此大量被浪费掉。这个位于纽约市外的实验室，把纯棉制品的旧衣物变成新的东西。扣子、拉链和合成材料的衬里都被小心地拆掉，用特殊溶剂稀释纺织品的结构，然后用一个特别的转轮将生产的块状物变成新的纤维。
This fiber was made from 100% post-consumer cotton garment waste. These are the old T-shirts, socks that you think there's no value for. We basically liquefied them and we turned them into a new fiber. And we can take this fiber, spin it into yarn and make textiles.
斯特拉、麦卡特尼、阿迪达斯、李维斯。这些大品牌使用的这种再生纤维来制作全新系列，较小品牌也找到有创意的回收使用方式。伊莎贝尔·瓦雷拉认为购买二手服装好处多，她曾经是个购物狂，但她的癖好导致她负债累累。瓦雷拉意识到这样对自己没有好处，所以她开始购买二手货。
Having a healthier relationship with clothing. So we do need clothing and we do need a shop for basics, but it's behind, it's like go to thrift stores, swap shops, shop in your closet. It's to see what we already have.
评估、重新缝制、拼凑，这些是时装产业的最新趋势。有些衣物也许只能进填埋场，但更多衣物可以享有第二春。美国之音记者维什涅瓦，纽约报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。